Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, YouTube. Glad to have you with us tonight. It's Saturday Night Live here at the Community of Faith. Ready? Wait a minute. I'm going to ask everybody to unmute. Everybody be real quiet. Everybody unmute. We'll try this again. Ready? And everybody unmute. Now, on the count of three, everybody, we'll say it again, and then we'll all give a big shout. You ready? Here we go. It's Saturday Night Live at the Community of Faith.
We know you.
We're not sure if we heard anything except a bunch of frogs chirping.
Yeah, Phyllis, we heard you, love.
We heard you. Amen. Amen. Now, we welcome everybody here tonight. This is going to be a good night. You know, we got a lot of things going on around here. And we're glad to have you here and be a part of it. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. As we go live here, let me just give you a little bit here. I want to say a couple of things as we get going here. If you have, isn't that something? If you have been trying to find things on our YouTube channel and it seems like it's messed up, I just want to encourage you that it was messed up. It's not just you, okay? So I'm not real sure what it's all about, and I looked at it today, but the videos are all there. If you would like to go and if you search something up by the name or the date, you'll find the videos are all there. I just went to the site and tried to find something in the normal manner that I would do it, and it was not there. And so I just want to encourage you. Do not be discouraged in your well-doing. Just keep looking until you find it. And if you can't find it and you're looking for something, then contact us and we'll help you find it, because we want you to be here and be a part of what we're doing. Now, somebody tell me if you can see YouTube, because on my end it showed that it was private. All right, we'll click the refresh button, see if they've changed their mind. Yes, they have. Welcome, YouTube. It's good to have you. It is good to have you with us. Now, as we've been saying this week, and we've had a couple different sessions from this week, there's a big old mess going on in the body of Christ, and don't get in the middle of it, right? I remember one time I had a somewhat of a scandal happening. It wasn't anything major, just people yakking. And but it was somebody that was close to me, and I remember talking to Dr. Barclay, and he gave me a real simple answer. He said, "Well, here's how it is, Sam. You got two cans. You got a can of gas and a can of water. Which one you gonna throw?" And he said, "Of course, guys like you and me, we like to throw the gas because we like to see a big explosion." And he said, "If you throw that can, it will have a big explosion. But from personal experience, you probably won't like that." So he said, "Throw the water, because if you take out the fuel, the fire goes out, right? If you don't have any logs on the fire, what's going to burn? The rocks, the dirt? It ain't going to burn. Fire's going to go out." And that's one of the things that's got to happen in this whole situation. It's obvious that the two leaders don't see things eye to eye, but and hopefully you've come to the understanding to say that kind of perversion doesn't belong in any situation that is a part of the church. And if you can't say that yet, just keep trying. No perversion belongs in the church. But anyways, Father, in Jesus' name, we speak over that situation. We speak over the innocent believers that are all over the United States of America tonight saying, what in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? We speak over the world that's been watching this, these churches saying, I might go over there. Seem like they're good people, got something going on, and now they got this to look at. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare in a dream, in a vision of the night while deep sleep falls upon them, that you'll speak to their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits, and you'll straighten them out. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name. Go ahead.
Talk a little bit about, though, there has to be a balance. We cannot be complacent and just allow these things to happen without standing up against it, the evil going on. At the same time, you just don't want to get into the box.
I think you probably should speak up and you talk about it. So everybody will send you the cards and letters. Well, no, I mean, there is a reason. And that's why I spent that whole hour here a couple of nights ago. I tried getting in. That's what happened. I tried getting into YouTube to change the title on it, and it didn't work. But anyways, that's why we spent that one night on it, because it's got to be confronted.
Yeah. Yeah.
This must be confronted, and it's got to be confronted by more than just Mark Driscoll, who was at that meeting. It's got to be confronted by spiritual leaders all over this nation, yeah, saying, that is completely out of, that's completely out of order. That's leading with the spirit of perversion. There's no other way around. It's leading with the spirit of perversion inside a building that was dedicated for the purpose of having a spiritual event. Let's hope, and maybe it wasn't dedicated that way. We don't know. But the idea is this. It has to be confronted. And it has to be called what it is, and it's sin. That's sin. That violates the standard of God. I just encourage you, go find one of Dr. Winston's opening service of a faith conference, and you'll see an international faith conference. You'll see the presence of God opening up, and that's not. And there's no reason to open an event that is spiritual ever. Well, there's no reason to have perversion in a spiritual event ever anywhere. Because now, here I said I wasn't going to get into this. Jesus, help me get out of this. Because now what you have is you have two spirits moving. You have the Holy Spirit moving, seriously in power, convicting. But you also have the spirit of perversion moving. They're both spirits. One is going to seem holy. The other is going to seem fleshly. If you're not trained to know the Holy Spirit, you'll feel the moving of the fleshly spirit and think it's God. And it's not. It's two different spirits. But until you have your senses trained, you know what the Bible says about your senses trained? And so until you have your senses trained, by your experience in righteousness, you won't be able to discern that good and evil. And that's why, as men and women of God, we got to say, that's wrong and that's right in Jesus' mighty name. And may God speak to everyone that's struggling tonight with it. And there's probably a lot of people that are struggling. I did another long study last night after the program and everything. And it's just seriously looking and saying, God, help me see things. And there's a lot of people. Matter of fact, the one video of the pastor that was doing so wrong, it had so many dislikes to it that YouTube quit counting them. They wouldn't show how many negative thumbs down there was on the video because it was so wrong. And it seems, you know, as some people said, there were a larger number of people who left that night. And
thank God people are recognizing.
Thank God people recognize. Now, enough of that. In the mighty name of Jesus, If you've ever prayed for the Speaker of the House, now would be a good time to be praying for him. He just passed a, he's the Speaker, so he had to help pass a bill to get aid to Israel. There's a lot of people that didn't want that to go through, and they have good reasons. But I think that Amir told us they spent $1 billion that night to shoot down all that stuff. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they spent and to replace will be, I forget. It was a large amount of money. And so Benjamin Netanyahu today came out and said, thank you, America, for being our friends. Now, our hope is not in America. Our hope's not in the Democrats or the Republicans. Our hope is in the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
And he doesn't sleep and he doesn't slumber. And whoever touches Israel and Jerusalem is touching the apple of his eye. That's his pupil. I got a word for you. You stick your finger in this eye and I'm going to swat you. Because nobody sticks their finger in my eye. And that's what God's saying. Don't stick your finger in the apple of my eye. And it'll be a good thing for you. Now, what's next, love? I got one more announcement. Did you see my notepad where I wrote it down?
Mm-hmm.
Neither do
preparing
I. Now, yeah, the last thing we're going to talk about right now is Wilkins Radio. Now, we'll be going live on Wilkins Radio on Monday, the 21st. Is that right? 22nd. We got our programs up. We got the program figured out. And God's now going to help us get all of this situation just flowing. And we're going to be preaching. It is.
Thank you. Everyone that sewed in for that.
Yes, thank you for your seed. Thank you. Yeah, talk about that a little bit. I want to find something.
Thank you, everyone, for sewing into that. I know it was quite a while ago that we had started. And
many of you gave.
Yeah, and many of you gave much, and thank you so much for that. And then prizes that were coming in then turned into that too. And now we have a year contract with them.
And, you know, the biggest problem we had since you sowed that seed is just the ability to wrap our minds around how we were going to make it all come to pass.
And we're still trying to do that.
But as we have been talking to God and praying, it just came to both Sister Leanne and I, you know what? It is just, we got to just do this.
Yeah.
God will give us the answers that we need, and he will help us. And you know what? He has, and he is helping us. And what we needed for technology came to us. Now, let me show you here. I'll share the screen real quick. Number two. There we go. As you can see here in the screen, this is the schedule, and that's the reach of this radio station. That's the city of Kansas City, and it goes over into Missouri, over to Topeka, all the way up to Troy and Kidder and Hartwell and Garnett. That's the AM station reach, and this is the FM station reach. And when you look at that, we're going to be reaching out and touching with the ability to touch a whole lot of folks. And I just want to say thank you for being a part of helping us make that happen. Now, we encourage you, it's $20 a session, right? $25. All right. It's $25 a session. So we encourage you to continually sow. The bottom line is this is an assignment that God's given us to do. So sow some seed. Sponsor a day. All right? I'm not sure yet how we'll be able to hook it up. If you want your name shown that you sponsored that day, you can. If you don't want anybody to know, that's fine too. But this is what's awesome about it. You and I have no idea how many people will be listening to it. We have a time slot on the road home. So when they get in their car to drive home at 3:15, we've got a time slot for going home. And we got 15 minutes that we're going to be sharing our program and the word of God that God's given us here. There's our outreach. That's the first city. And I don't remember now. I used to know the number. I think it's 22 cities they're in. And I'd just soon be in all of them. Wouldn't that be cool?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say it with me. All the cities come to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just money. It's just a seed. Remember what we just said a minute ago? He gives seed to the sower and bread for the food. And so, Jesus, we thank you for partners to get this work done. And may this reach into this community be a blessing. Now, think about this. This is right where IHOP and all that whole situation is going. And these are Christian radio stations. So we're going to be ministering to some of them people who have been through that whole situation there at IHOP. And so thank you, Father, for it. Kansas City is also the headquarters for the Assembly of God Church. What's that? It's the line goes right through it. It's Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri. And actually, the station is in Kansas. So you can see on the bottom it says Kansas, and on the top it says Missouri up there in the top right corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that state line runs right down through the middle of that. And, you know, thank you, Father, for the ability to reach this. I just wanted to give you guys a quick view of what's happening and say thank you. Thank you for sowing. You guys have sown. We got a good stash of money that will already be making it happen. Woo! And then, remember, let's go there real quick. We still got 6 minutes. I'm gonna work real hard at beginning the lesson in 6 minutes. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. In 6 minutes, Sister Leanne's gonna start teaching. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Wait, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Well, this I just grabbed a whole another 5 minutes, so this might take longer than six. You ready? 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." That's not just, it doesn't say he might become a billionaire. But he is saying rich. But we can see in the book of Ephesians that he talks about the riches of the fullness of his grace and his blessing in all through the book of Ephesians. So we know it's there. 10, this advice I give to you. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you must also complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. Notice, it's not out of what you don't have. God gives us the ability to complete it out of what we already have. And now 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 6. And if you never think that God talks about money or Paul talks about money, chapter 8 and 9 is all about giving offerings, sowing seed. Two chapters. That's what those two chapters are all about. And so you got to go ahead and say, why did God put this in here? And take two chapters side by side in the New Testament. Why would God do such a thing? What's wrong with you, God? You know how people are? Well, you better not say that to him. I wouldn't recommend talking to God that way about his word. You should say, help me, Holy Spirit, see why you put this in the Bible, because it's obviously very important for me if it's taken up two whole chapters of the New Testament. It's not like there's one verse here. It's two chapters worth. 2 Corinthians 9:6. This I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Here's the most important verse. So let each one of us give as he or she purposes in his heart to give. Now, there's times when the pastor will come to the platform and say, God has instructed us to take an offering for like this. Dr. Barclay took the offering in the last service that was a going forward offering. Remember, he took that offering. That was an assignment by God. But you know, God doesn't give us an assignment, a different offering, every single time we come here. But here, we're here 7 days a week. It's all right to give seven offerings. It really is, because then you create seven harvests when you sow seven seeds. But look at verse 7. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly. There ain't no sense of sowing grudgingly money. They don't even do it. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, you might sow a seed needing a harvest so that your life will increase. We've sown lots of seeds that way. Every great man of God that's ever been in the kingdom has done that. Dr. Winston said, all right, Father, how do I get this building that you've already given to us? And God said, sow $400,000. Wouldn't you just love to have God say to you, sow $400,000? I would love to have him say it to me, because that means I got it. Right? But see, the point is, let each one purpose. You purpose. You'll never get any shame out of me for what you give or don't give, for how much or how little it is, because it's not up to me. It's your relationship between you and the Father by the Holy Spirit, right? So let each one purpose to give. Here's what happens. Then you can look at it and say, we are obeying God. And when you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. And that's what all of us want to do. God loves the cheerful giver. Hey, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. I don't know how you can look at that verse and say that God's not about abundance and blessing in every single area of your life. There's too many alls and everys in one verse. Out of two chapters, it's all about giving and sowing and reaping. Wait, I know what religion has always taught you. But what's the Bible say? Because guess what? When you stand before Jesus, he's not going to care what any religious indoctrination told you. He's going to judge you by this book. You got to get free from religion and religiosity. Keep going. As it is written, he, God, has dispersed abroad everywhere. He has given to the poor. What's he give the poor? Faith and seed. It's the greatest seed you can sow. Prayer. Speak to that mountain to be removed. Not even thought about it. How many listeners do you want us to have? I've not even asked that question yet. But you know, as soon as that question came to my mind, you know what I heard? 1,000. we call 1,000 listeners on this radio station to us.
Amen.
Amen? Why are you saying it, Pastor? Because when I said, well, I'm on the inside of me, I was just like, Father, I didn't even ask you. And it just came that fast, 1,000 listeners. We call 1,000 listeners, right? We'll have more, but the bottom line is, Lord, send 1,000 people to us. Amen. He's dispersed the body, he's given to the poor. Oh, look at this. His righteousness endures forever. This is all connected to your righteousness. 10, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for your food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, liberality through us to God. Now look, go back to verse number 8. It says, God is able. If you're sowing, you change that to, and God is making. God is able is what happens before you sow. As soon as you sow, that changes to, and God is making. Because when you sow a seed, God makes all grace abound. Wait, do you want all grace? Then sow some seeds. Remember what we sow. Our time, our talent, and our treasure. And most of all, we sow what he tells us to sow. He was at a restaurant the other day, and I was putting a tip on the receipt, and he said, I don't want that on that receipt. I want you to give that $20 bill in your pocket. Well, I didn't, you know. $20 is bigger than the tip would have been. But wait, what's that to me? If I truly want God to bless me, then I truly got to be a blessing. And when the waitress picked it up, it was a jaw dropper. Wait, we weren't even in the room. You see, God moved. Now, that was a seed we sowed to bless and take care of somebody. And I encourage you. You might say, Pastor, you're taking an offering. No. Nope. I'm encouraging you. You've already sown into this. You've already sown into it. So begin to speak these words. God is making all grace abound toward me. Maybe you've not sown into it. And you're like, man, Pastor, I wanted to sow into that, and I didn't. Well, then write a check. You know the two sounds that every pastor loves to hear? Checks being ripped out of the checkbook and pages being turned into Bible. It's kind of outdated because people just, you know, clicking stuff. But anyways, no, I'm not after your money. I'm after your obedience to God because I want to see you blessed. And this is a great place to sow your seed. And I'm saying thank you. Remember, we have never stopped speaking over your seed you have already sown. We've never stopped speaking over it. That the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and has no sorrow with it is with you today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ushers, please stand. Serve the people. All right, here we go. Let's get to our message for tonight. Should we sing a song while they give? Bringing in the sheep. Be like Brother Jesse. Bringing in the sheep, we shall come rejoicing. And he's like, I didn't even know what a sheep was. I'm the same way, man. I'm like, what are sheaves, and how come we don't ever see anybody bringing them in here?
Just don't do them like that no more.
Like, wait a minute. We're singing a song about sheaves. But, of course, when I was a little kid, I always remember him singing at Easter time. Up from the grave he arose with the mighty triumph in his toes. I mean, if you're coming up out of the grave, you're going to have to spring up off your toes. So it was like he had a mighty triumph in his toes.
I remember your mom saying you used to stand on your tiptoes while you would sing that even.
All right. Let's say it one more time. SamuelJCottle.com. You go there and click on the giving thing. There's places you can give. You can give Cash App. You can give Venmo. You can give PayPal. We all tried to get rid of PayPal, but nobody.
They changed their attitude.
They changed their attitude. It's amazing when they lost about $50 billion. What happened to them? They changed their attitude real quick. And then, you know, if you're connected with them, Messenger, that's also another way that you can give. Every penny you give here comes straight into the ministry. We don't take none of that out for us at all. God's taking good care of us, and we're taking it all and sowing it right into the ministry. Remember this? Every minute, every penny you send here is tithed again and sent on. And then when it hits Dr. Barclay, it's tithed again. So when you tithe here, you're getting a four times tithe.
Four layers of protection.
It's good tithing territory right here now. I reckon it surely is. Now, anyways, we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. What are we doing next? Somebody hold up a card or something. I don't know what to do. Here we go. Let's get to the Word of God for this evening. How would that be? That would be awesome. Now, we've been dealing this week with the vision of this ministry. And so we're going to keep going on that. And the first two programs, the first three programs on the radio station there, the KCNW. KCNW and KCNW AM and FM. And so tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Word of God. Now, because I don't have a big, major, fancy editing team here, I am at this point the editor, although it's a pretty simple process to be able to do. And if there's some of you that are like, you know, Pastor, I'd really like to get my hand in on that to help you because God's instructing you to do that, then please contact us because this is something that anybody can do. We would put a program on your computer or whatever, you know. I mean, God gave me a super deal. I mean, I'm finding these laptops for $200 and we could get you one and send it to you. You may have 37 requests. I'll help you. But here's the deal. We could really use your help because it's a simple process. It's just time consuming. And it takes my time up when I could be giving my time to other things. And so I encourage you, if that's you, please contact me because it's now of absolute importance. Five programs a week have to be uploaded into that computer a week early. And so we encourage you to help us and get involved in Jesus' mighty name. If God's talking to you about being a part of that, and you say, Pastor, I don't know nothing, why would he talk to me? Because you're going to use your faith, and then you'll know exactly what has to be done. If you're willing to learn, Holy Spirit will show us both in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Hold on. I thought I was ready. Get the screen back where it belongs. I'm almost ready right now. Are you ready? I'm almost ready right now. All right. Isn't that something? Okay, here we go. Can you write this number down? 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Let me say one more thing. If while I'm speaking, I just stop and I get real quiet, it's to mark something I've got to edit. And it's for impact. Welcome, everybody, to the radio program today. All of you on KCNW out of Kansas City, we are glad to be with you. This is Pastor Samuel J. Cottle and the Community of Faith, and we're bringing you this program of faith to build your faith using our faith from the author and finisher of the faith who lives on the inside of us all. And we're glad to be here with you. We're new on this station this week, but we're glad to be here with you. And although we may never see your face here on this earth, we want to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ as he's shown it to us, and he's brought it alive to us. And we're going to bring it alive to you and be a blessing to you and your family. Join us every day at this time. And, you know, I remember the old boy saying when I was a kid, the same time, same station, we'll see you again next time. Right? And I'm not Paul Harvey. And now you know the rest of the story. The rest of the story is going to take us a long time. But we welcome you. This is a message of faith. This is a program of faith. This program is called Life Warrior Radio because we believe that every one of us are life warriors everywhere we go. Those of you that's in Kansas City today, you're driving down the road. Maybe you're in your house. Lift your hand up. Point it out the window. Keep one hand on the steering wheel, please. And just say it. I speak the life of God to Kansas City. Go ahead, say it with me. I speak the life of God to Kansas City. And it don't matter which side of the line you're on. At least you guys all got the same name. All right? And speak life and life more abundantly every time you come. That is our mission. Our mission. We spoke about in the first two sessions. If you missed them, get on the website and see them. But our mission is to help you learn that this Bible, your holy Bible, God's holy living word, is not just a book to carry with you on Sunday when you go to church. It is the living, breathing word of Almighty God. It is Jesus, the living word, alive and well. And he's trying his best to help you see and know him and for your life to be changed. You know what's awesome about this? Is he's not changing you from the top side down. I know a lot of guys. I've been around bikers and truckers and loggers and farmers my whole life. That's like, Pastor, God can't get nothing through my thick skull. I'm like, wait, buddy. That's what your mama or your daddy said when they flipped you on the head with their finger. But God don't have to get through your thick skull once you're born again. He lives on the inside of you. He's leading you from the inside out. I know some people are like, whoa, he's in here right now. Yeah, you are the temple of the living God. And when God lives inside of you, it changes everything. You know, if God's got to get through the ceiling and through the roof and the shingles and come through the top of your head, he might have a trouble because some of you are pretty hard-headed. When he comes and lives on the inside of you, now he's leading you from the inside out. He's even gets in past your suki. Some people are like, I thought that's what we used to call the pig. Suki, suki, suki. No, it's your suki. It's your soulish realm. He's on the inside. leading you from the inside out. And we're glad to be a part of it. So this next message we're going to teach right now is by Jesus, the living word, all things consist and exist. Remember what Apostle Paul said, in him we live and move and have our very being. Never like people. They saw a plaque to the unknown God, and Paul said, I know who he is. Let me introduce him to you. And of course, you know, the Apostle Paul, he introduced him to him, made the people mad, got beat and stoned, and went and thought it was a good day. Now, here we go. The Word of God is the greatest spiritual force there is on this earth. The Word of God is our very foundation. Therefore, we should all quit acting like mere men. John chapter 1. Open up your Bible. I want to hear your pages turning. I heard one great leader say, I'm going to have somebody create an app so when all y'all are turning in your phone on your Bible apps, I can hear pages turning. That'd be really cool to do, but that's going to go really crazy, freaky in the AI. And so John chapter 1, look at this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. So the Word is a He, and the He is Jesus. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Then if you go down to verse 12, 13, and 14, it says, Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But to as many as did receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. You notice the most important word there is, to as many as receives him. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave a free gift, Jesus, his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, Jesus, might be saved. Think about this. Jesus, the creator of the heavens and earth, has come to live and make his abode on the inside of you and me. Now, let me say something to you. We've got a new audience here, our people, that's joined us tonight on our live YouTube program. You can find this on YouTube. They're already used to this saying, but I'm going to say it to you. If your Bible is too holy that you can't open it up, make it a textbook, you need to buy a different Bible. You got to have a Bible that you can write a note in. You got to have a Bible you can put a piece of paper in. You got to have a Bible you can use, because this isn't just a book. This is your very life. You've got to learn how to use this book as a sword. Ephesians chapter 6 says, and taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that's how you win your spiritual battles. The battles of life is with the sword of the Spirit. And you got to not worship the book so much that you can't open it, read it, understand it, and use it as a weapon in your life. I know I'm speaking to some of you right now. I know by the Spirit of God, I've been praying now for a couple of weeks. I know by the Spirit of God, some of you are like, Pastor, you're saying words I ain't never heard. I came from a community where the Catholic priest said, told people, don't read your Bible. It'll make you go crazy. If somebody ever told you that, just don't listen to them for any more spiritual information. Because the Bible said, when you know the truth will set you free, not make you crazy. The truth will set you free, not make you crazy. Don't let anybody tell you to not open up this book. Listen, you got some holy cows. I'm going to kick them. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to do some cow tipping. I'm going to tip your holy cows over till you get let loose of them. And you say, wait a minute, I'm going to just believe this word. I'm going to just walk in this word. I'm going to be a part of this word. I'm saying this to not only KCNW, but I'm saying it to YouTube, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. Some of you still worship this book so deeply that you can't even open it and read it. Stop it. Open this book up and read it. Because until you learn to open this book up and harvest off the page the Word of God and begin to use it like a tool and a weapon, well, it's just going to be a nice book that sits on. It's a history book, but it's not a history book. It's a genealogy book. It's got the best genealogy of the whole world. The Mormons got their website, whatever you call that thing. But it ain't like this. This is 7,000 years old that it goes back. This is the living word of Almighty God, and it'll change your life. Now, let's look at a couple of verses. I've lost track of the time, so I don't know how soon our friends at KCNW is going to go away, but we love you if we're close to it, all right? Because when you're preaching like this, 13 minutes goes by really quick, all right? Well, watch this. Let's look at a few verses here. Let's go to John chapter 8. Let's just read this. These are some very important verses to us. All of you that's a part of the community of faith, these are verses we've been through all the time. So somebody ought to shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word of God. Yeah, I know. I know I'm stretching some of you. But let me stretch you. Because in heaven, Jesus, the living word, is going to be sitting on the throne. And heaven's not going to be quiet. It's the spirit of religion that wants you to be quiet. They looked at blind Bartimaeus and said, shut up, Bart. Quit your yelling. And he said, Jesus! And Jesus stopped the whole crowd and said, what's that man want over there? See, religion tells you to be quiet. God tells you to shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. God tells you, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God tells you in Psalm 150, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. I live in North Dakota. You ought to see these ditches and ponds, man. They're filled with ducks and geese of every kind. And they're out there flapping their wings and jumping up and down in the water. They're praising the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Don't be bashful. Don't be timid. Don't be shy. Matter of fact, everybody say this. I choose right now to be free. Because whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Let's read it. I'm in John chapter 8. Did I tell you where to go? Heaven. Verse 30. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. That's what you should be doing right now, is believing in Jesus. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed. You know, there was a lot of other people in the crowd that day. But he spoke to the Jews that believed. if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. If, then, two of the most important words in all the Bible. Find them, circle them, draw a line back and forth between them. Because if you can say, I am doing it, now it's since I abide in the word that I am his disciple. I like that. Indeed. I like that. Indeed. Yes, indeedy. Old Clyde Beatty. We knew a guy named Clyde Beatty. That's what we'd always say to him. All right. 32. And you shall know the truth. Not religion, not denomination, not what grandma, grandpa, Uncle Charlie, or Aunt Betty said. You'll know the truth because it's God's living, breathing, holy word that'll set you free. You abide in the word. Then you get to be the disciple and you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. Some have never learned, I say this probably every time I preach and teach, some have never learned that you got to take these verses off this page, you got to write them in a notebook, you got to write them on a note, you got to get them in your phone, you got to find a way to put them in a list and put 10, 15 verses in a list and begin to speak those words out loud together so you can get the word of God down inside your heart because it's his word that sets you free. Not you can sit here and listen to me all day long, and I'm anointed by God to bring you this word. It's the word you know that gets inside of your life and sets you free. Interesting, isn't it? Here we go. They answered him, we're Abraham's descendants, never been in bondage to anybody. And they were in bondage to Rome right then. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, knucklehead, you're bound right now. Oh, no. He said, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Don't miss this next verse. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, S-O-N, capital, circle the pronouns and the nouns that are capitalized in your Bible. Because that's speaking of God or Jesus. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. So are you been born again? Take the if out. Therefore, since the Son has made me free, I am free indeed. Want to say it with me? Since the Son has made me free, I am free indeed. I am free indeed. Let's look at another verse. Let's go to John chapter 17. This is one of our favorite verses around here. You're going to get used to us using this verse a lot. This is one of the most important verses in all of the New Testament. Next to John 3:16. John 3:16 gets you in the door. John 17:20 sends you back out of the door to go win the world for Jesus. Watch this. This is Jesus on the last night of his ministry on earth, and he's praying for the disciples before he goes out into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he begins to suffer and to die for you and me to be free from our sins. This is his prayer, 17:20. I do not pray for these alone. Speaking of the 11, Judas is already gone. But also for those who will believe in me through their words. You might write it right in your Bible. I wrote it in mine. I wrote, there I am in the Bible. But also for those, I'm a those right here. I'm a those who believe in me through their word. You and I are reading the book of John, and we're believing it right now. And Jesus, on that night, was praying for you and me. I got a word for you, folks. If Jesus is praying for you, you're going to make it. But wait, he's always interceding to the Father for his children. He's always interceding. We're the ones that forget the verses in the Bible that says we're going to come boldly before the throne of grace. By the blood of Jesus, we get to come boldly, not timidly, not fearfully, not bashfully, not shamefully. You come in mentioning your sin, angel's going to swat you right upside the head and say, boy, you're completely covered by the blood. I've been with you every day talking about that sin. Going to get me in trouble. No, see, once you've been born again, them sins are washed away, thrown in the sea of forgetfulness forever, never to be remembered. It's the enemy who shoots a fiery dart at you that causes you to remember that sin, because God has washed it away. He's purged it from your life, and he's given you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in his blood. 21. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. God is in Jesus, Jesus in God, and God and Jesus are in us. Woo! I love this. I love this teaching of the Bible. I probably teach it at least, what, 3 times a week? God's in me. Just say it. God's in me.
God's in me.
You can't say that quiet. Well, you know God's in me. Excuse me. The God of heaven and earth and Jesus, the Savior of the world, is in you, and you're going to be, well, you know God's in me. No, that's why I said, don't cover your light. You are the light of the world. Why? Because Jesus is on the inside of you. Trials, tribulations, troubles, sorrow, sadness, frustration, cares of this world. Try to choke out that word that you're the light. But I'm going to tell you, it's impossible. If you want to be the light, that stuff ain't going to stick. God's going to still get your light shining somewhere. And the next thing you know, they'll be saying something about you, saying something about the light to you in Jesus' mighty name. Let's look at another verse. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, Jesus is talking to the disciples about don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. I'm going to go to my Father. We got some mansions being built. And I'm going to come again and receive yourself. And Philip's like, where are you going? If you just show us the Father. And look at 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does those works. Jesus said, I don't even say words in my own authority. I'm saying the words the Father speaks to me. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or believe me for the sake of the works themselves. You and I can look around. In our ministry, we've been doing this ministry, this one called Community of Faith now for 4 years, night and day, 7 days a week. It's amazing what God's got done, what we can stand by and say, "Woo! Look what God has done." He's doing a work in us. But it's not me. It's not Sister Ram. I mean, we're sitting here in front of the computer and we edit stuff and keep everything going, you know, and all y'all help, and you put timestamps in, you click like, you go over there and on YouTube and speak to everybody and all that. I mean, you know, we're all doing something here. But it's God in us that's doing this work. And the very fact that the work succeeds is a testimony that it is in us. If you knew me, you would know this ain't us. This ain't me. Bashful, shy, timid, and afraid. Yeah, that was serious place in my life. But let's keep reading. Go to this verse. John 14, verse number 17, 16, 15. Go to 16. John 14, 16. I will pray the Father and he'll give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Holy Spirit abides forever. Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him. Look at this. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Now we got Father, Son, Holy Spirit living in us. You can't fail when they live inside of you. See, the difference is, did you get sold the bill of religion? You got born again. You became a Methodist, a Wesleyan, a Baptist. And here's our doctrinal book. And you do this. Make sure you show up at church and bring your Bible and pay your tithe. See, if you got handed religiosity, denominationalism, instead of God Almighty lives on the inside of you, you're going to be limited and bound. You can't. Thank God for organizations that give us a building and a place to meet and, you know, Sunday school teachers and deacon elder people to take care of. Thank God for that. But you didn't get them or that building. You got Jesus Christ and him crucified on the inside of it. You got Father, Son, and Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. That's why Paul said, I tried to come to you, but I couldn't because you're acting like mere men. I tried to give you meat, but all you wanted was a sucky bottle. You know, milk. Verse 20. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Wait, some of you are like, you're taking this all out of context. I got one question for you. Why did he put this in the book if he didn't want us to believe it? You can read John 14 through 17, and you oughtn't. And if you have a hard time reading, you send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. I'll send it to you in audio because I've already got it all read out on audio, and I'll send it to you free of charge. Well, unless there's 10,000 of you that all ask for it at the same time, then I'll have to pay somebody to help me. All right, anyways, 20. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. You can't take them verses out of this Bible. Look at 23. Jesus answered and said, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. That's me. Raise your hand and say, that's me. That's my Father will love him. Father loves me. And we will come to him and make our home. Now, how do you like that? Look at 14. 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that I have said to you. And where's Holy Spirit living? In us. See, the only reason these aren't the most important verses in our life is we're allowing the cares of the world, the desire of other things, and it might not even be anything except just the cares, choke out this word. No, pull it back out, write it in a group of verses, and say, I'm going to get this down in my life, and it's never going to leave. Sister Leanne and I, my wife, Sister Leanne, for those of you that's new to us, probably five years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. Actually, time flies when you live in North Dakota. It's amazing. Anyways, we lived in those verses, and God is making all grace abound toward you because we're sowers, and we're sowing, and we're sowing, and we're sowing, and we're sowing. That verse is so ingrained in us, we're going to say it at least once to 10 times a day. God is making all grace abound toward us, that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, have an exceeding abundance unto every day, every good work. And there's some of you like, well, Pastor, now God ain't going to do all that. Liar, liar, hope your pants are on fire. If they are, jump out and sit in the ditch. Put them out. They'll wonder what you're doing, but when they stop, just say, my pants was on fire. I was lying. No, see, we got to let the word be the word. That verse 26 tells us Holy Spirit's living on the inside of us. if he's bringing all things to our remembrance on the inside of us, we've just been trained some form of religiosity that says, I don't get it and I don't understand it, because we got the holy living word of God, God our Father and Holy Spirit living in us by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Like Brother John Wehner would say, Brother John Wehner with us tonight? Are you with us tonight, brother?
I haven't seen him yet, no.
Love you, John. Well, he's another job that's starting up on him. Look at this. Look at this. Some of you are like, man, I got to see more proof than that. Well, y'all religious folks, I'm going to break that religious bone for you. You ready? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. God said, I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's a quote from the OT. 17, come out from among them, be separate, do not touch what's unclean, and I will receive you. Some people need to learn about that when you're starting to have a men's conference. Do not touch what's unclean. All right. 18, I'll be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Not only is he living on the inside of you, but he's going to be your father, and he's going to take care of you. Go with me to 1 John chapter 2. Got to go quickly. The clock is a-ticking. Tick, 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 a-ticking. Toby Mac, time keeps ticking away, tick, ticking away. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the family of Mandisa. What a powerful woman of God she was. Comfort this family today in Jesus' mighty name. All the Diverse City Singers, Toby Mack and his family, comfort them in Jesus' mighty name. 1 John 2:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One. And you know all things. Now, he didn't say you was a know-it-all. I think sometimes that's what some people think that says, that I get to be a know-it-all. No, you just know all things. That anointing is the Holy Spirit of God who lives on the inside of you. 27. The anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as that same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So it's not telling you you're going to be a rebel and don't ever need nobody to teach me nothing. No, because if you're going to abide in him, you got to abide in the word. And when you abide in the word, he told us we got a fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. So you're going to have one of them in your life from every one of them fivefold ministry. But what is he telling you? When the pastor's not up front teaching you, you've got the greatest teacher, and he's going to show you how to live your life. 29, and now little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I like it when I'm being judged and I get to be bold. Why do we get to be bold? Because as he is right now, today, so are we in this world. Now, guys, you can't take these verses out of the Bible. Don't question the Bible. Question people that have never taught you to study your Bible. Right? the guy that rebuked the guy in the poll got rebuked because he rebuked the guy in the poll when the guy in the poll is the one that should have been rebuked. Listen, don't let somebody who's telling you not to read this word and you'll never get it all figured out and it's too difficult, don't let that person tell you not to believe what you see with your own eyes. We got a serious problem in America because there's a lot of people saying, well, I didn't see that. Yes, you just did see it and you heard it, and it's now time for you to stand up and do something about it. Now, see, God lives on the inside of us. I think it was Brother Jerry Savelle that said the problem with some of you guys is Jesus has to stand in the unemployment line for you because you never ask him to do anything. And he's wanting to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. But if you don't ever ask him to do exceedingly, then you don't ever going to get exceedingly. He's the high priest of our confession. But if you don't ever make a confession except can't figure out Brother so-and-so, I don't like them. I don't like how they did. If that's the only confession you make, Jesus can't be the high priest of it. Matter of fact, he's going to be the judge of those things. I encourage you that are listening to me on YouTube, on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, KCNW, and any other station where you might hear this message. Respect every spiritual leader you have. But quit worshiping. You get this book open. You worship Jesus. You start asking, why is that verse in the Bible? What was that? What was that search I did this morning? I did a search this morning in my Bible. I was just shocked at what I saw. I did a search in my Bible this morning, and I was just shocked at what I saw. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is it. I searched the words, Spirit of God. Learn to use your Bible program. If you don't have one, go to e-sword.net. e-sword.net. It's a great one. It's free, but don't make it free. Pay the guy. He's done a good work. And it tells you, I searched it as a phrase. The phrase, Spirit of God, in the Bible. How many times do you think it was there?
Wow, no idea.
Just put it right on the spot. Don't worry about it. She's used to it. 26 times in the Bible, that was used. But wait, that's just the phrase, Spirit of God. Now watch. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. That same Spirit lives in you and lives in me. The same Holy Spirit that was hovering over the face of the water lives in us as empowerment. Wait a minute. Wait, get that. You got to get it. The next verse, Genesis 41:38. Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Pharaoh said it. And who did he find? Joseph. And Joseph is standing in front of him. And all the staff's like, right there, sir. That's the guy. He's got the Spirit of God. And the wicked ruler of Egypt said, you'll be my second in command. And Joseph went from the pit to the palace in one day. It's pretty awesome. You know what the next one is? I like the next one. Now, this next one is one of my favorites. Exodus 31. I'm here and I'm talking, so I'm turning there. We still got a few minutes yet. We got all of eternity, so what are we worried about?
Amen.
Those of you that's with us on KCNW, you can find this on YouTube. Search up my name, search up this message. You can see this whole message. Somebody show up?
Wayner.
We were talking about you, dude. Love you. Look at this. Exodus 31, and let's read verse 3. Then the Lord spoke to Moses. Who's doing the talking? The Lord. I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God. This is Exodus coming out of Egypt. Look at what it says. In knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting and carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. Now, you can't say nothing to me. This is the Lord speaking to Moses saying, I gave this man the Spirit of God, and that Spirit's going to show him how to cut jewels and lay out gold and all that stuff. 6. I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. I put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tabernacle of the meeting, the ark of the testimony, the mercy seat that's in it, the furniture, the tabernacle, the table, its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with its... And people say, God ain't in the gold. God filled a man with the Spirit of God in the book of Exodus and the wilderness so he could know how to do gold, silver, jewels, wood, stone, and then all the hide of all the animals and all the cloth. The Spirit of God, it's capital, Spirit of God. See, our only problem is we don't know what the Bible actually says. And if you'll learn to use your Bible programs and you'll learn to make studies like this, then all of a sudden you'll get a whole different picture of God and you, and your life will change forever. Now, do I have to stop? Or should I keep going? Really, I need to find my verses wherever I left them. Because somewhere here I have some notes, and I had to go over there to that other place and find them other notes. Let's try this. No, that's not where they are either. Anyways, it'd be all right. I'll find it. Should have never left them notes, should I? What are you doing? There you go. No? Anyways. Now, listen. Every single one of us. I say this to all my brothers and sisters that's with us tonight, all of you that's here in the community of faith. Every single day of our life, we're going to have to pull out these verses that have brought us so much life and so much death. A depth, not death, D-E-P-T-H, depth. We've got to pull them out. The God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit live on the inside of us, but we got to pull the word out because you can't do what we're doing in your physical strength. You got to do it in the realm of the Spirit because what God's asking us to do is not human. It's supernatural. And it's when we speak this word out loud that the word actually goes into the realm of the spirit and helps us get all this stuff done. I was really struggling with this message tonight. Like all afternoon, I was like, wow, what is this? I finally just, Leanne had gone to the store. I just got up, walked around the house. I'm like, wait a minute. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water, not confusion, frustration, or anything else. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. And I'll only have rivers of living water. And you know what? Just like that, it all started to change. And now you come here tonight, and because we speak that word, and then all that other stuff has to move away. Why? Because the word will take preeminence over everything, every time. Jesus is the living word. And I didn't even get to my verses. By him, all things consist. I'll read them right now. Hebrews 1, 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days, now Paul here is calling last days then, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, God's glory, and the express image of his person, remember, he's inside of you. The brightness of the glory of God's inside of you. The express image of his person is inside of you, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, where Father told him to sit, being made so much better than the angels, by inheritance attained a more excellent name than all the angels. I don't have any idea why I copied that in the King James. But it'll be all right. The brightness of his glory and the express image of his power lives on the inside of you and me. Want to do it? Lift your hands and just say it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name
I receive all that you are living on the inside of me. I choose to understand this according to the Holy Word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, that's a good word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We receive it. I receive it. I may have been speaking it, but I receive it myself. I receive it myself. And now, here on our evening program on YouTube and Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, we'll be receiving communion. If you haven't received communion in a while, if the mandemic has kept you away from church, and or maybe just the mess in church has kept you away, then get connected with us, and we receive communion every evening, and we'll finish with our program. If you're looking for a place where you can tithe, some people like that. Pastor, I'm between churches. I don't know where to go. I need to tithe somewhere. Tithe here. Every penny that comes here, we put right into the gospel ministry to help us preach this gospel and do the work that God's given us to do. And it's pretty cool because your tithe will then be tithed again and be sent on in Jesus' mighty name. We welcome you to be a part of it in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again on radio, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. I had to close that one out. And now you and I get to receive communion together. Actually, I got one more verse I want to read. Let's go to Hosea 4:6. I was really trying to be done by 8:30. But, you know, whenever you start the program and then you let the women start talking before the program, typical Adam and Eve situation, you got to blame somebody else, right? Hosea 4:6. Look at this, says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge. See, it's not about knowledge you don't know. It's about knowledge that's come to you and you've rejected it. I also will reject you from being priest for me because you've forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. Now, you might say, Pastor, that's pretty severe. I want you to think about this. Says my people, talking about, and of course in Hosea's day, they were in a mess. They were seriously messed up. Are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And then he said, because you've rejected knowledge. I want to make this important statement. You may not understand it, but that doesn't mean you're rejecting it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between rejecting the knowledge and saying, well, I can see that's in the Bible, but I sure don't have it working in my life, but God help me. See, that's not rejecting. That's saying, all right, I can see it's there. I want it. But rejecting is like, well, that ain't what they taught in my church, and I ain't going to believe anything they didn't teach me there. Well, I just showed you in the Bible. See, there's a big difference between complete understanding and rejection. Remember what Thomas said? I will not believe unless I can put my finger in his hand, put my hand in his side. And of course, Jesus showed up and said, here I am, Thomas. So God doesn't have a problem showing you who he is. Don't reject the knowledge. Does that make sense how I'm saying it?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm struggling here, and I don't mean to. Because there's a lot of preachers that have said, you reject God's knowledge, y'all going to be destroyed now, huh? Who's that going to help? When you and I are sitting there saying, man, God, help me get it. I don't get it, but help me get it. I mean, I've had doctrines I've seen. I could tell God was saying that doctrine to me, and man, I couldn't get it for months. Some of them for years. That righteousness of faith doctrine, I sought God for years on that. But guess what? I never stopped seeking. And when you seek, you will find when you search for me with all of your heart. You will. You'll find when you search for me with all of your heart. So, I just want to straighten that out. Now, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. And I, brethren, couldn't speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babies. Not Fonzie's like, hey, babe. These are talking about babies in Christ. I fed you with a sucky bottle. And not with solid food. For until now, you were unable to receive it. And even now, you're still not able. Why? For you are still carnal. For where there is envy, strife, division among you, you are carnal and behaving like mere men. Wow. Say it with me. I bind envy.
I bind strife.
I bind division from my life. I will not be carnal. I will be supernatural. In Jesus' mighty name. And then we say amen, and that means so be it, and I'll do my part. And guess what? We have to go live it out now. But see, Paul made it very clear. That's not hard to believe. That's not hard to understand. You're carnal when you're operating in envy, strife, and division. That's carnality. Wait, let's talk about a marriage relationship. It doesn't matter whether it's you, the wife, or me, the husband. I got to be willing to look at myself and say, stop that. That's just envy, strife, or that's just division. I'm just letting something get me to do that. No, I will. Sister Leanne hears me say it all the time. I will not be that person. Why? Because I'm not going to be a mere man. I'm going to be the supernatural being that God Almighty made me. Now, maybe you don't know what God made you. Get with us. We'll give you some good teachings. Who God made us. We got hundreds of teachings available right here on YouTube. And they're all done in a very open, exciting, spirit-filled, spirit-led process, and it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen,
amen.
And amen and amen. Say it again. I'm not being destroyed because I'm not rejecting the knowledge. I'm not rejecting the knowledge. You may not get it yet, but just don't reject it. You might have to say, God, Father, I know I still don't get it. I remember one time I went to Dr. Barclay. He was teaching, and I said, Pastor, I need to talk to you. I don't get it. So I get down there, and I'm like, Pastor, I don't get this thing you're teaching. But I want to. So he said something, I'm like, he said something else, I'm like, but what's it mean? He's like, you don't get it. He's like, you don't get it. I'm like, I don't. But I said, but I want to. He's like, just stick at it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. Just keep working at it. You'll get it. You know, the day come where all of a sudden it's like, oh, I see it. Why? Because I stayed at it till I got it. I got to deal with this. I already got the communion verses up on my screen. But I got to say this. Some of you, and I won't say any names, Bill and Mary, Steve and Polly. No, some of you do not get it yet. The verses on offending your brother and being called out for wickedness. Matthew 18 is if you say something, do something to offend your brother. And the Bible says very specifically, go to him privately by yourselves. All right. But 2 Timothy, I think it's 2 Timothy. Where's that at? 3? Huh, I thought I knew exactly where it was. Anyways, where it says if you've sinned in front of all, you should be rebuked in front of all. Anybody know where that is? Maybe it's...
Yeah, I guess it's the second one. I can't remember.
Anyways, we'll find it here in just a minute. I'll say what I say. Anyways, it says he should be rebuked before all. If you find it, then throw it in the notes here. But this is what I want to say. There's a big difference between, is it?
5:20.
All right. Those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all. You see, this is talking about an elder, a leader of the church. 17, it's 1 Timothy 5:17, that the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, the labor's worthy of its wages. Do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses, especially when there's 8,000 people that just saw you sin. Those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all that the rest may fear. But pastor, you'll offend them. Get the picture. If you're sinning in front of all, you have to be rebuked.
In front of all.
Now, if you offend your brother, you have to go to him. If your brother offends you, you go to him. And you go personally, one-on-one. Then if they don't receive it, you take two. And if that doesn't work, you take another two. You don't be quick to take them before the church. You work hard at reconciling with your brother. But when you are a leader and you sin openly in front of everybody, well, then you have to be rebuked in front of everybody. Why? So that everybody will look and say, whoa, that's pretty serious. It only takes one of them, two of them, and everybody says, we ain't doing that. I've been in several services where that's happened. That'll clean your nostrils out in a quick hurry right there now. But wait, what it does is it purifies the body. It confronts the sin. It stops the aggressor, the devil. See, that's the difference in what's going on in this whole thing with that men's conference. This isn't a personal offense. This is you sinned. 8,000 men in a building and anybody streaming saw you sin. And you need to repent. And we forgive. Amen? When you sin with that spirit, then you don't get to lead anymore till you're restored. See, we can't end on that. When the sun sets free, it's free indeed. Father, we speak restoration to these people, to everybody involved. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Peace of God, strength of God. And we declare all the text and emails stop. And as big as it flashed, we command you, disappear from the radar. In Jesus' mighty name. Be saved. Be forgiven. Restored. Be removed from the radar. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Here we go. It's time for us to do communion. Almost there. I'm missing something. There it is. Here we go. Communion, the communion verses and words are right on the screen. So we encourage each of you to say them at your house. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
In the same manner
he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus' redemptive work, until he comes. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God's love is perfect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. So are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and its torment in Jesus' name. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you've never prayed the prayer of salvation, this is the night. God has blessed you, and the Holy Spirit has led you here so that you can pray this prayer and be right with God. You know, the Bible says that any man that turns to God, God accepts him. So you may have never prayed the prayer, but if you've already made that turn and are coming to God, this is the culmination of that process. Pray this right out loud with us. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Very seldom Sister Leanne and I both cough, drink, or yawn at the same time, but that was a good one. It says pause and shout. Hallelujah. I am accepted in the beloved. I know. I can tell. There's people here that's like, wow, Pastor, what's going on? Something's happening inside of me. Yeah. Actually, every time we pray this, if we don't let our mind get distracted, we should experience this wonderful presence of God. Darkness turns to light because Jesus, the light of the world, came to live on the inside of us. Fear turns to faith because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. We are made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's going on right now. You've become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of that is what you're experiencing happening on the inside of you. Some of you may be weeping. Some of you may be laughing. It's wonderful. Here's some good verses. Take a screenshot. If you have them, you can study them. John 3:16-17. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. Romans 8:14-17. Galatians 2:20. Great verses. Give you a foundation. There's my email address and my website. Website for the community of faith, sanjoseycottle.com. We don't sell anything there except Jesus. We don't sell him. He comes free of charge. How's Keith saying? Brother Keith Moore?
No charge, no excuse.
If there's no charge, there's no excuse for not knowing. Send me an email. Tell me your story. Send us a prayer request. Send me two emails. If you send one and it don't seem to get through, send me another, because who knows about the internet anymore these days. You and I got to just stay at it until we get it done. Click, like, subscribe, and hit the bell. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Get you some grape juice and bread. Now listen, Jesus said the fruit of the vine and bread. So then do that. Get you some grape juice and some bread or crackers. Don't keep giving yourself an excuse to do something else. Follow the example that Jesus gave us. Because when you do what he says to do, you get what he says is yours. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your broken body, and this juice, representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this right out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, and the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. That when your body was broken, you gave us access in Jesus' mighty name. And now, pray this with us. I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. And now all things are made new by the blood of Jesus. I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive. And now, let's sing our Blood of Jesus song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other fire I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
For my pardon is my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, Sister Phyllis,
yes.
Think we should read Book of Hebrews again tonight.
Hebrews.
It's
okay.
A good coffee shop if you haven't been there.
Huh?
That was a joke. It's the biblical coffee shop. Hebrews. Hebrews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, proof that men are to be the ones to make the coffee every morning.
Go ahead.
But this really is a very important benediction, so I would love to do that. Thank you so much for allowing me to. That's Hebrews 9, verses 11 through 15. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. For this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant. Not those who are called, that those who are called carry the promise of the eternal inheritance. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thank you. All right, then. And I like to continue, but that's okay. I'll do that on my own later. Right now, if you don't mind, I'd like to go on to Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 through 8.
Amen.
This is just perfect. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
And amen.
Somehow I feel like I've left out something. I hope I didn't skip anything.
No, you did. You did good. You got it all. And we call your eyes healed in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you. I accept that.
And we call your dentures healed in Jesus' name.
You're so precious. God bless you.
Love you, Phil. And now our last set of verses, we got to get them in every day, is Job 33. God speaketh once. What am I in? Must be in the King James. Yea, he speaketh twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in the vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon him, while he slumbereth upon his bed, then he, God, openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instructions. That's why I don't read from this translation. that he may withdraw man from his purpose, hide pride from man, keep back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword, no matter who you are, where we ever met you, or if you're someone we should have met. In the name of Jesus, we declare, come to Jesus. And tonight while you sleep, God is going to minister to you.
Amen.
If you're open, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, Brother Roger, Sister Sunday, Brother Wainer, all the rest of all y'all that's over there on YouTube, we love you. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. And
Sister Phyllis, Dan, and Gwen,
we love you guys. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. See you again tomorrow right at noon Eastern, 11 Central Standard Time, now Sunday. And until then, this is what we say. Remember this? We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus
is Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Whom all blessings flow. All right. See you guys soon.
Good night.
Got to head for the truck. That was a good program.
It was a really, really good program.